Holiday traditions offer a boost to livestock farmers. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Think about your favorite holiday traditions. There's a good chance that at least one of them involves food. The American Farm Bureau's economist John Anderson says that's a nice boost for livestock farmers who have been paying big bucks for animal feed. Jonna Miller has our report.
Every family has their holiday traditions. A lot of them involve food. For livestock farmers who have recently felt the squeeze from high feed costs, the holidays may be a nice boost.
Relief from feed prices? Not much, but we do tend to see, for some of our meat items, some pretty strong demand at this time of year, driven by the holidays. That's a component of demand that's pretty resilient when you think about challenges like a weak economy and high unemployment and all these things that we've dealt with for the last few years. People are going to go out and buy that Christmas ham or that Christmas turkey or that special New Year's dinner, almost regardless of those kind of circumstances.
American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says the impacts of the summer drought linger for farmers and ranchers who have to buy feed for their animals.
Grain prices have been high since this summer when we really got into the main effects of the drought and started to realize what kind of impact it was going to have on the availability of grain. We have seen a little bit of relief from grain prices. They've come down some since their highs late in the summer, but they're still very high historically, and that is still a challenge for livestock producers of all kinds.
Anderson says the grocery stores want to encourage customers to come into the store, so now is the time to keep an eye on the sales flyers.
This is an important time of year for the retail food industry. A lot of at-home food consumption, a lot of big meals, a lot of parties, a lot of activities that really center around the things you buy at the grocery store. And food retailers are very conscious of that. So it's a great time of year to look around and find a bargain on things. And those opportunities are out there probably more so at this time of year than any other.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.